Rutland area farmer Greg Cox is president of the Vermont Farmers Food Center, a nonprofit dedicated to promoting local agriculture and the region's food economy. Last year, with lots of help from the community, the group turned an old iron factory into a popular indoor farmers market. Standing in the cavernous space, Cox says the power of volunteers and grassroots dreaming can't be overstated. He says he was part of the local creative economy discussions that began in Rutland 8 years ago.
So many good things came out of that, and I saw so many people that came to help volunteer and get this place underway. It was like, we should do this again and find out once again, now what's the community looking for? Because on a periodic basis, those needs within any community change.
Cox says to get current feedback, he invited local business leaders, a doctor, an educator, and an executive with the Vermont Food Bank to help him lead a public discussion. 75 people showed up to take part, and their ideas ranged from starting computer programming clubs for kids, doing more to harness local recreational resources, improving the city's sidewalks, expanding CSA deliveries to area businesses, and creating healthy eating programs for low-income families. Lyle Jepson, director of Stafford Technical Center, reminded the crowd that the city's kids are an amazing resource. Jepson talked about how 250 of his students would be donning green Unity in the Community t-shirts the next day to rake leaves.
And you might say, well, why are they raking leaves on a school day? Well, they're raking leaves because they're going to senior citizens' lawns, and they're going to help out senior citizens who have helped them have the things they have at school. They've paid taxes for years and years and years, and it's something little that we can give back. And I haven't had a kid of those 250 kids say, why are we doing this?
Jepson and the others on the panel stressed the importance of creating a strong sense of community and taking ownership of it. Jennifer Patillo says showing up at events like this help. Patillo manages a local clothing store and says there are a lot of new businesses opening up downtown, and she's noticed a growing sense of pride in the city, something she wants to help nurture. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.